what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the SoCal Update. I'm Leo Duran. And today, LA schools could reopen as early as this week, but will they? And also, what California public universities are doing to protect students from sexual violence and harassment. It's Tuesday, February 16th. LA County has reached a milestone. For the first time in a pandemic, coronavirus cases are now low enough for elementary schools to start reopening as early as this week. Reporter Caroline Champlin is here with me. And Caroline, give me a little bit of context, because are cases really getting that low? I think we're still in this purple tier, right?
That's right. Yeah, cases have gone down, but the expectations for reopening have also changed. For all of last year, schools were not supposed to reopen in the most restrictive purple tier, which we are in right now. But then in January, Governor Newsom scrapped that, and he proposed a plan that would actually pay districts to reopen for the youngest students, TK through second grade, even in the purple tier. Cases would just have to fall below a certain threshold, and districts would need a reopening safety plan approved by their union partners. And so as of this week, the county has met that first condition. Cases have dropped below the threshold, but only districts that have those safety proposals can actually now open.
Okay, so what does this mean for LA Unified and parents and teachers and students out there?
Right. So LAUSD does not have a proposal ready to go at this point. So even though cases are low enough, we're still waiting on an agreement between the district and the teachers' union. And that's dragged on for weeks already, because teachers say they don't want to go back while we're still in the purple tier. And they say they want vaccinations first. And those demands would take a while to meet. The county case rate is still 3 times higher than the next tier down. And the public health department says educators likely won't be vaccinated until March. And Superintendent Austin Buettner seems to be aligned with the union on this. He also wants teachers vaccinated, and he's actually questioned the rationale behind the new state threshold.
All right, that's reporter Caroline Champlin. Thanks a lot, Caroline. Moving on to higher education. Almost 7 years ago, a state audit found that public universities were not doing enough to protect students from sexual violence and harassment. The audit came at a time when these issues were getting national attention, and right before the Me Too movement picked up. Education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez is here with me now. And so Adolfo, did this audit make a difference?
Well, the audit recommended that universities give students and university employees yearly trainings on how and who to report rapes and sexual assaults to. The audit also recommended that athletic coaches and resident advisors in the dorms receive extra training. Universities, the audit said, should also do more to make their policies understandable and visible to students and employees. The audit targeted 4 campuses, UCLA, UC Berkeley, San Diego State, and Chico State, but recommended the changes be made at all campuses in the UC and Cal State systems.
Okay, so what was the audit's impact on the hundreds of thousands of students and employees at these universities?
Well, all but one of the 4 campuses have followed the dozens of recommendations. So that means that there are now yearly trainings of students and employees. Students and faculty at San Diego State said they're happy with the progress, but people I talked to at UCLA say that campus could do more to fund support programs for victims of sexual assault and make the policies transparent. I talked to a UCLA student who was sexually assaulted 3 years ago, reported it, and said there was a lot of information she had to research herself. UCLA told me they're making improvements because the issue is very important to the administration.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adolfo Guzman Lopez. And thank you all for joining me on this SoCal Update for Tuesday, February 16th. I'm Leo Duran, and I'll see you next time.